Daily Light, October the 14th, morning. Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. It was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? We have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God. Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Romans 14:9 and Isaiah 53:10-11, Luke 24:26, 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, Acts 2:36. 1 Peter 1:20-21. Daily Light, October the 14th, evening. Give us this day our daily bread. I have been young and am now old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his children begging for bread. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Jesus then said to them, truly, truly I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Oh, give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. and Psalm 37:25, Isaiah 33:16, 1 Kings 17:6, Philippians 4:19, Hebrews 13:5, Deuteronomy 8:3, John 6:32-34.